In Orange County, the race for mayor of Anaheim is heating up. Earlier this month, former Anaheim City Councilwoman Lori Galloway announced to the surprise of many that she would run against current Mayor Tom Tate. Now, the two had been long allies on the Anaheim City Council. Gustavo Arellano is with us from OC Weekly. He joins us for this week's Orange County Line to talk about the political ramifications of all this. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
What is Lori Galloway telling people about why she's running?
Lori Galloway was a two-term councilwoman, pretty popular, got termed out. And once she left, essentially Anaheim just went into its craziness that it is today. So what she's telling people is herself as a Democrat can better go against a council majority that has caused a lot of controversy over the past couple of years than the current mayor, Tom Tate, who's a Republican. For the longest time, while both Galloway and Tate were on the council, they were usually at the losing ends of 3-2 votes on the council. Galloway says she could be like the compromiser. She could be someone who can, at the same time, compromise, but also break down the oligarchy that she says runs Anaheim City Hall.
She's not really saying the craziness ensued after she left the council, though, is she? I mean, she's not putting those two things together.
She's not, but she is criticizing Tate for a lack of leadership. And that's what's shocking. They were always longtime allies in the current. Of course, the big controversy in Anaheim right now is the district election lawsuit that the ACLU has pinned against the city council. And what Galloway is saying is that Tate just has no leadership skills, that he might be a nice guy, but he just doesn't know how to take care of this council. Again, Galloway, I mean, she really surprised everyone by having such harsh words against him. And she still says, oh, I consider him to be a friend and he's a good guy. But he just doesn't have the cojones that I do to be able to take on the city council.
What role did they play on the city council? You mentioned that they were usually on the losing end of whatever measure that was before them. I mean, how did they work together?
In the last couple of years, of course, there's been a lot of controversies with Anaheim supposedly giving away subsidies to hotel developers in terms of lack of resources to certain part of the city. So both of them formed this unlikely coalition. Galloway is a progressive Democrat, Tate as rock hard Republican as you could get. And in Tate's case, his opposition to what was going on with the rest of the city council was basically based on principle. He thought that what the council majority was doing was unethical. What they were doing was not in the best interest of the residents of Anaheim, while Galloway, on the other hand, just had complete opposition, really views herself as the voice of the people, whereas Tate was really, in his mind at least, trying to do what's right.
So this could perhaps split the vote in Anaheim. Who else is running in that city?
This is a crazy thing. So the people who might be opposed to the current council majority, they would probably either vote for Tate or Galloway. Now, the vote is going to be split between both of them, and the person who's going to run from the council majority is actually a current councilwoman, Lucille Kring, who has been a longtime presence in Anaheim politics, expected to get a lot of money from Disneyland and all these corporate interests that really do not want a progressive council majority in Anaheim. She might have a chance to pull it off.
Do we have any polls? Do we know where people stand on this election?
Not yet. Remember, the election is already a year away, and most of the rest of the elections in Orange County, no one knows who's running just yet. I would not count Tate out. He is the incumbent. He himself was a former Anaheim council member, but at the same time, most of his party is probably going to be siding with Lucille Kring. Most of the Democrats are going to be siding with Lori Galloway because she is a Democrat, and definitely the unions are going to start funding Galloway, but I think what it'll boil down to is just partisan politics, and that's where Kring can really sneak in between the both of them and win.
All right, Gustavo Arellano from OC Weekly. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.